Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second in our series of chamber music concerts here at St. James Westminster. We're very pleased to present this series. We provide the venue, and you provide the remuneration for the instrumentalists. We have donation plates at either entrance to the church, and if you feel so moved to give an offering in support of the musicians and the music program here at St. James, we would greatly appreciate that. We also have some brochures at both entrances outlining some of the concerts that we have towards the end of this year and into next year. Two groups that perform here regularly, London Pro Musica and Brassroots, both have seasonal concerts coming up. Saturday, November 25th, Handel's Messiah here with London Pro Musica. And then on Saturday, December 9th, Brassroots present their holiday concert with a wonderful choir, Dreams Come True, with a variety of special needs children in the program. So a delightful holiday concert from Brassroots on Saturday, December 9th. This afternoon, we're very pleased to present Eliza Lam and Alexander von Wartburg. They have been parishioners here for many, many years and have played for services, and at one point had 10 harps across the front for one of Eliza's recitals. And you should ask to see that picture because it's truly amazing, and it was such a fantastic sound. So thank you so much to Eliza and Alexandra for presenting a wonderful variety of music this afternoon. In 1921, Camille Saint-Saëns composed his very last work, a set of sonatas, one for oboe, one for clarinet, and the very last one for bassoon. 6 years later, in 1927, an article about the bassoon was published in L'Encyclopédie de la Musique. In the latest edition by Durand, Edmond Lemaître reproduces one of the last paragraphs of the article, and we need you to listen very closely to this description. "And yes, you poor virtuoso, you are hardly reassured when you arrive on stage with your large instrument. The young ladies are already smiling and hiding their mocking faces behind their fans. And at that point, all the unresolved worries of your performance arrive to disturb what little aplomb you had mustered. Is my reed okay? Is there water in the tone holes? Are the keys closing properly? But the accompanist has begun the introduction, and now you have to play the first note of the piece. What a serious and terrible moment that is." Thank you.
Thank you. To have everybody here. I'm going to present three solo harp pieces. The first one is Debussy, La Fille aux Cheveux de Lin, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. It was originally written for piano. Carlos Salcedo, a harpist from France, arranged that for harp. And then the next one is Autumn by Grand Jeannie. And the last one is Romance Without Word by Godefroy. Thank you.
Our next piece is by Milton Barnes. Anarkar is one of the first Canadian pieces that I learned after arriving in this country. It was written by Milton Barnes for my teacher, James Mackay. Both were friends, and one day in 1979, when Jim visited the composer, he found out that he was sketching a cool piece for double bass. Jim loved it so much that he used his special persuasive abilities to convince Milton to write it for bassoon instead. In the opening theme, Milton Barnes asks the bassoon to change the color of the drone-like note by using alternate fingerings. You will recognize this technique in several places in the first and second movement. Last summer, I had the great pleasure to visit Jim Mackay for the first time in 30 years. He lives in a house with a 25 feet long veranda overlooking some of the most picturesque waterfalls to contemplate from one's backyard. I played Anarkar for him and his wife after a 5 hours drive and no warm up. Adrenaline got me going, but I hope my students will do better and will not wait 30 years to visit me again. This piece has accompanied me through the years, and I hope you will enjoy it.
Thank you.
So the next piece that we're going to play is Chant d'Arrière Saison, composed by Bernard André. He is a French harpist as well as a composer. So as a composer, he enriched the repertoire of both classical and the lyre harp by using some characteristic sound effect produced by the various components of these instruments. So for instance, in Chant d'Arrière Saison, we hear some of the sound effect, like xylophonic or marimba sound. So by producing this sound, you'll hear something like that. And some pinching sound. So we just play by two fingers instead of plucking. Another feature is pedal glide. Now, in the harp, we have seven pedals, and each pedal changes the pitch of the strings. So the pedal glide is something like that. You play the string, and you change the pedal, and it has the sound that's produced. So that's the pedal glide. Chant d'Arrière Saison has seven pieces, and today we're going to present number 1, 2, 3, and 7.
Thank you. Thank you.
1916, Villa-Lobos composed a symphonic poem called The Shipwreck of the Kleonikos. This impressionistic work based on Greek mythology ends with a plaintive melody at the cello solo, accompanied by the harp and the brass section of the orchestra. Taken directly from the symphonic poem, the original cello and harp parts are most often performed as a chamber work. In the context of the symphonic poem, one can imagine the souls of the shipwrecked arriving to heaven. Philip Godfrey is a freelance musician living in London, England. He concentrates mainly on composing, but is also a pianist, organist, and teacher. His compositions, instrumental, choral, and theater music are widely performed and published. Godfrey studied music at Cambridge University, where he was an organ scholar and musical director and composer for the Footlights. He's an associate of the Royal College of Organists. As a pianist, Philip regularly accompanies choirs, singers, and instrumentalists. He also performs as a soloist with recent engagement at St. James Palace and Windsor Castle. We dedicate our performance of Godfrey's Little Suite to all the young bassoon players present with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Reynaldo Hahn was a Venezuelan-born French composer, conductor, and music critic, renowned for his contribution to French music in the late 19th and early 20th century. Hahn was a prominent figure in the Belle Époque. A prodigy, he began composing at an early age and gained acclaim for his melodies and operas. Hahn's association with Marcel Proust further elevated his status in Parisian society. A Cloris is a love song based on a poem written by Théophile de Viau, a provocative French poet whose rebellious spirit challenged the norms of the Parisian society in the early 17th century. Renowned for his witty and satirical verses, he explored themes of love, sexuality, and individualism. In other words, let's not do that, because although he was popular in literary circles, his irreverent works led to accusations of blasphemy and indecency. In 1623, he faced imprisonment and escaped to England.
Such a beautiful recital on this lovely afternoon. Another round of applause, please. Thank you so much for attending a concert. Please pick up a brochure outlining some of the future concerts here at St. James, And if you so wish, we will gratefully accept any donations you have for the concert this afternoon to share with the performers in the music program of the church. Have a great rest of the day and all the best for the week ahead, everyone.